Hello everyone, Annette Neda here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Neda. Today we're on What is the World in Lesson 245. Annette started us off yesterday, so that means it's my turn, so I'll start us off. What is the world? The world is false perception. It is born of error, and it has not left its source. It will remain no longer than the thought that gave it birth is cherished. When the thought of separation has been changed to one of true forgiveness, will the world be seen in quite another light, in one that leads to truth, where all the world must disappear and all its errors vanish? Now its source is gone and its effects are gone as well.
The world was made as an attack on God. It symbolizes fear. And what is fear except love's absence? Thus, the world was meant to be a place where God could enter not, and where his Son could be apart from him. Here was perception born, for knowledge could not cause such insane thoughts. But eyes deceive and ears hear falsely. Now mistakes become quite possible, for certainty has gone.
The mechanisms of illusion have been born instead, and now they go to find what has been given them to seek. Their aim is to fulfill the purpose which the world was made to witness and make real. They see in its illusions but a solid base where truth exists, upheld apart from lies. Yet everything which they report is but illusion, which is kept apart from truth.
As sight was made to lead away from truth, it can be redirected. Sounds become the call of God, and all perception can be given a new purpose by the one whom God appointed Savior to the world. Follow his light and see the world as he beholds it. Hear his voice alone in all that speaks to you, and let him give you peace and certainty, which you have thrown away, but heaven has preserved for you in him.
Let us not rest content until the world has joined our changed perception. Let us not be satisfied until forgiveness has been made complete. And let us not attempt to change our function. We must save the world, for we who made it must behold it through the eyes of Christ, that what was made to die can be restored to everlasting life. What is the world?
Lesson 245. Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe. Your peace surrounds me, Father. Where I go, your peace goes there with me. It sheds its light on everyone I meet. I bring it to the desolate and lonely and afraid. I give your peace to those who suffer pain or grieve for loss or think they are bereft of hope and happiness. Send me to them, my Father. Let me bring your peace with me, for I would save your Son, as is your will, that I may come to recognize my true self.
And so we go in peace. To all the world we give the message that we have received. And thus we come to hear the voice of God, who speaks to us as we relate his word, whose love we recognize because we share the word that he has given unto us. Lesson 245.
So yesterday, we did a lot of looking at paragraph 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought about that a lot today, about, you know, just our perception and that this world actually symbolizes fear. And you can, you know, when you step back and you can just really see that today, we wanted to focus on paragraph 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a note in my book, the mechanisms of illusions have been born instead. And the mechanisms of illusion, those are the physical senses. If you have the CE, they have some nice footnotes in there that help with understanding. So the physical senses have been used instead of listening to the voice for God.
And those physical senses, like we see in the next few sentences, the purpose which the world was made to witness and make real, like those physical senses keep witnessing and proving that the ego world is the truth. And so like we smell something, like I love food. I love.
How are you so thin with loving food that much?
I have no idea, because I love food. I love to cook. I love the smell. I love the taste. I love, you know, so many different varieties of food. It doesn't have to be just like, oh, I like cheeseburgers or something. I love it all. Like, I love food. And so taking that example, like I smell the food. You know, like sometimes I come into your house and like, oh, I just smell dinner or I smell something. It's like, oh, that smells so good. I taste it and I just like savor the flavors. And it's like, oh, this is so delicious. And all of those are actually me proving to myself that the ego thought system is the truth, because those senses are more real to me than the Holy Spirit thought system. Like I could just think of the dinner I had. I had French toast. I just like think of that. It's like, the egg. And so it's like the bread, the taste. It's like, oh, the maple syrup and its sweetness. It's like that is more real in those moments, even in my memory and in my mind, in my brain, than the voice for God.
And then if we're in pain, you know, I mentioned the other day, I'm suffering from plantar fasciitis.
Mm-hmm.
So that pain is real. I mean, you know, like my physical senses say, ouch, you know, I step on my heel, ouch. And like you said, that pain is more real than that voice for God that speaks to us all through the day.
Well, it speaks to us all through the day. And as ACIM says, it speaks in silence. Where the ego has the raucous shrieks, the Holy Spirit speaks in silence. And so while we're in a sense on sensory overload in our world, especially in like the 21st century world with social media and our phones and, you know, television. I mean, that's a lot older, but it's still like that's going on. And we have all these things that are happening over and over and over. Not only our delicious food, and not only the beauty of nature, it's like we have all this sensory, you know, all these things that really just like go straight to our senses, our five senses. And then it's like, whoa, that's the loud part. And I'm having to quiet all of that down. That's why so many lessons in A Course in Miracles are meditations. It's more just quieting our minds, coming into stillness, because it's that quieting our minds so then we can actually hear the voice of love. Because the more we just say five senses, five senses, five senses, what do those experience? What do our thoughts say? Then we've just got it. We're like so loud in our brains that we can't even hear something that's very quiet.
And that's where this last sentence, yet everything which they report is but illusion. We're talking about the five senses again, right? Which is kept apart from truth. So when we have more confidence in the pain in our heel or the satisfying belly, right? Right? That's something that we feel, we experience, and so then that voice for love is just lost.
Yeah. It's just like, well, you know what? This is where our, you could say, attention makes perception. Because like whatever we're putting our attention on, that's what we're going to perceive. So if I'm like, oh yeah, delicious dinner. Oh yeah, that God stuff. Yeah, that love stuff. I'll that can wait. I'm so ready to cook. I'm right. So ready for my dinner, my food. And then, or just anything, like I love going on hikes and walks. And it's like, oh, just seeing the sky, seeing all the little animals and all the little creatures. Like today, we were carpooling today. And then I was looking up at the sky out the window, and I was looking at like the gradient of the blue and how it's appeared to be darker around like the hills and the mountains, but then it was very bright blue in the middle of the sky. And so then it's like, oh, wow. Is that like a thing? Is this like an optical illusion? Because sometimes, like, if you've seen those little optical illusions tricks, it's like, oh, this square looks darker and this one looks lighter, but when you put them next to each other, they're exactly the same color. And so I was like wondering, oh, is that blue? Is it darker? Is it really? Or is this just like my eyes playing tricks on me? But it's like, because it was so beautiful. But then that's like, that was where my focus was. That's what my perception was going towards, like, oh, this beautiful sky. And this isn't to diminish beautiful skies. This isn't to diminish.
Or to shame ourselves because we spent time looking at the beautiful sky.
I mean, exactly. It's not to say, yeah, never look at the sky because that's the illusion.
Yeah, right.
It's not about that at all.
Because really the course is teaching that God is in everything I see because God is in my mind.
Yeah.
And so we bring God with us.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of what we were talking about yesterday, that even in our suffering, we bring God with us. We're not alone.
Mm-hmm. So God, it's like a funny thing because we say, well, the world is made as an attack on God. And then we could say, well, this beautiful blue sky I'm just seeing and talking about, that was made as an attack on God.
This is why I think it takes a number of years, actually, to let it soak in, because it's not saying that God is not here. And I've heard course teachers even say, oh, well, like, God doesn't even know that we exist here. And I call BS on that because the Holy Spirit is here. And when I pray, I get answers. When my friends pray, they get answers. When my friends really like cry out to God, God hears them. We're not alone here. And this can get confusing, especially it seems like in Course in Miracles circles, because there's a few lessons just like this one where it says, thus the world was meant to be a place where God could enter not. Well, that's where maybe that was what the intention was, is what would it be like to be separate from God? But then we can't. The thought of peace was given to God's son the instant that his mind had thought of war. We can't forget that.
Yeah, like the intention may have been
to separate from God.
But then the reality is you can't.
Right. And so when I've heard even course teachers say that God doesn't even know that we're here. That's not true. How could that ever be true?
Exactly.
When is God is in everything I see because God is in my mind, and you're telling me God doesn't know I'm here?
And if we are the extension of God, and we are love as we were created, and God is also love, you can't separate those two.
No, the truth is we can never be separate from that which created us. Mm-hmm. Never, ever, ever. It's the illusion of separation.
Yeah, that's the illusion. That's the dream. It's more than just like, oh, what's happening here is that's the illusion, which is usually what it gets boiled down to or watered down to, but it's really the illusion is just the illusion of separation from love.
That we could ever separate. So let's spend just a few minutes on the lesson today.
So that was 245.
245.
Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe. Now, great follow-up to yesterday's, I am in danger nowhere in the world.
Yes, and I just wanted to kind of acknowledge that this lesson might sound contradictory to some of the comments that we've made earlier, where we say that, you know, the Course in Miracles, A Course in Miracles isn't about proselytizing. You know, mm-hmm. We don't go out and say, oh, have you heard the good news? Like, we don't do that. And the reason we don't do that is because we don't want to, this is just the Holy Spirit, God comes and finds each one of us in our own way. And so it isn't like a religion that you start practicing. It is something that just really actually kind of appears in your life. And if it appears in your life and you start taking a look at it and it really speaks to you, then you're a student of A Course in Miracles. You can be a student. You can find God many other ways in religion and outside of religion. And so I just kind of wanted to acknowledge that this says, you know, like, send me to them. Your peace I give your peace to those who suffer pain or grief for loss or think they are bereft of hope and happiness. Send me to them, my Father. Let me bring your peace with me. When it is when it's talking about that, it's asking us to be the presence of love wherever we go. It's not asking us to proselytize about A Course in Miracles. It's just, we're here to bring peace. We're here to bring love. And I haven't said this for a while, is sometimes bringing love is you're the one with the boundaries. Mm-hmm. You're the one who says, nope, that's not appropriate. And, you know, we can actually be more loving when we are willing to set some boundaries.
That's exactly right, because remember, a miracle, an expression of love that changes our perception from separation to love.
Right, from error to truth.
From error to truth.
Yeah.
Or separation to oneness, oneness with each other, oneness with God, but it's really from error, ego, to love. And that's not done by proselytizing anything. It's not, you know, if you would feel better if you read this book or did these lessons. And that's I see that as a problem in the world, because there's so many messages like you need X, Y, or Z, whether it's a spiritual path, whether it's a product, whether it's a book or something like that, or whatever. And the problem with that is as we learn in A Course in Miracles, you don't actually need those things to find the peace. Because even if we were bringing yesterday's lesson with us, I am in danger nowhere in the world. That's not talking about our physical safety. Like I want to clear that up. Because remember, it says, first sentence, your son with a capital S is safe wherever he may be. This is like a lesson about I am as God created me. I, meaning not this little S self, you know, for me, Ada. It's not Ada's. Ada is in no danger, is in danger nowhere in the world. That's not what it's talking about, because we still live in the world. But my spirit, who I really am, cannot be changed, and thus is in no danger, because nothing can really change it.
Or hurt it.
And so we have to look at the two levels of the course. Is some of these lessons speak to our physical experience. Some lessons, like yesterday's and today's, speak to our spiritual experience. And when we get those confused, we can get upset. I'm, you know, look who's talking here, right? And so, like a lesson like that, I'm in danger. Like, how could you say that? You know, there's mass shootings. There's all these other violent actions. How could you say we're safe? But I had to learn, again, as I've shared before, that's talking about our spirit. That's talking about our true selves, that capital S, that as today's lesson ends. For I would save your son, as is your will, that I may come to recognize my true self. And that's more of our purpose than sharing a specific message. It's more finding that piece of who we actually are in love, in as we are created, as we were created, as we, you know, constantly are. And when we say, and so go in peace to all the world, we give the message. It's a message of love. So, and what that means in a practical sense is every moment, we live with intention and we bring love to that moment. So if we're, you know, it doesn't matter who we are, what job we have or no job. If we are, you know, working in an assisted living community, how do we show up in love in every moment while we're there?
And love isn't allowing others to take advantage of you.
It's not. And so, but that's where we ask for guidance about, okay, how can love show up in this moment? But it's, as I've mentioned before, like love happens in the mundane. And forgiveness happens in the mundane. All of these things happen in the mundane parts of life, not the great experiences. So if we're, you know, a software developer or something like that, how do you bring love to that work? If you're a coach like us, how do you bring love to that work? If you're just taking care of your parents and they're, you know, have their own health challenges as they get older in age, how do you bring love into that moment? And it may not always be easy, but that's why we ask for guidance.
Right. And we're never alone in the guidance. Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really that eternal safety.
Yes.
Yeah. So happy practicing lesson 245. Today, your peace is with me, Father. I am safe. And you might want to spend a little time with what is the world.
Yes.
Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.